Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. March 30th, 1842. Dr. Crawford W. Long performed the first operation while his patient was anesthetized by ether. Crawford had been observing several partygoers under the influence of nitrous oxide and sulfuric ether. Those folks were feeling no pain, and Crawford's patient literally felt no pain as the good doctor removed a tumor from the man's neck using this party concoction. This event has been commemorated as Doctor's Day since this day in 1933. On March 30th, 1858,
lead at the tip, eraser on the end, is my HB, number two pencil.
Hyman L. Lipman of Philadelphia patented the writing device we call the pencil. Yes, it did have an eraser attached as well. March 30th, 1955. The big names of Hollywood gathered at the RKO Pantages Theater in Los Angeles to honor these stars and the motion pictures of 1954. On the Waterfront won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Actor Marlon Brando and Best Supporting Actress Eva Marie Saint. Grace Kelly was voted Best Actress for The Country Girl. Best Supporting Actor was Edmund O'Brien for The Barefoot Contessa. And the Best Song Oscar went to
Three Coins in the Fountain, each one seeking happiness.
Three Coins in the Fountain from the flick of the same name. On March 30th, 1964, one of television's best-known game shows, Jeopardy!, developed by Merv Griffin, aired on NBC TV for the first time. Your category, game show host for 200 points. This host never missed one show in 2,500 programs. If you guessed Art Fleming, you are right. On March 30th, 1981, President Ronald Reagan was shot in the chest by a would-be assassin as the president walked to his limousine in Washington, D.C. Press Secretary James Brady and two police officers were also wounded in the attack. John W. Hinckley Jr. was convicted of the crime. March 30th, 1987. The 59th Annual Academy Awards Extravaganza emanated from the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion of the Los Angeles Music Center. Best Picture, Platoon. Best Actor, Paul Newman for The Color of Money. Best Actress, Marlee Matlin for Children of a Lesser God. Best Supporting Actor, Michael Caine for Hannah and Her Sisters. Best Supporting Actress, Diane Wiest for Hannah and Her Sisters. And the best song? Take My Breath Away from Top Gun. On March 30th, 1992, the 64th Annual Academy Awards Party was thrown at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Los Angeles. The Silence of the Lambs won the Oscar for Best Picture. Its stars, Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster, won for Best Actor and Best Actress, respectively. Jack Palance won Best Supporting Actor for playing Curly in City Slickers. And the Best Supporting Actress Oscar was claimed by Mercedes Rule for The Fisher King. The Oscar for Best Song went to and the Beast. Celebrating birthdays today, Warren Beatty was born in 1937. And Eric Clapton was born in 1945. The number one record on this date in 1974 was
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Sunshine on My Shoulders by John Denver. And that's Rewind for March 30th, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.